From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls the flooding in Pakistan the worst natural disaster he's ever seen. The UN chief spent the day flying over the hardest-hit areas. As many as 20 million people are affected. From the city of Multan in the southern Punjab, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon pronounced the scenes of watery devastation heart-wrenching and like nothing he's ever seen. His comments reflect the concern about the unfolding disaster in Pakistan, already battling Taliban militants with a weak, unpopular government and an anemic economy propped up by international aid. The flood that originated in the mountainous northwest 2.5 weeks ago has roared southward, laying waste to wide swathes of the country's most productive farmland. The World Food Program says 8 million people have been affected in the Punjab alone. Only 20% of the UN's global appeal has been pledged. Ban urged the world's donors to step up assistance. Rains are still falling, he says, and could continue for weeks. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Multan in the southern Punjab.
The U.S. commander in Afghanistan says he sees areas of progress in the war against the insurgents. Army General David Petraeus says the goal now is to extend that progress.
There is understandable concern, in some cases frustration, and that therefore we've got to really put our shoulder to the wheel and show during the course of this year that progress can be achieved.
Petraeus told NBC's Meet the Press it's unclear whether he'll meet President Obama's target date of beginning a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan next July. He said he'll give his best professional and military advice and leave the politics to the president. There were several bombings and shootings in Iraq today. At least 7 people were killed. 3 of the deaths occurred when gunmen opened fire on worshippers as they were leaving a mosque in a town south of Baghdad. A truck lost control and plowed into a crowd at an off-road race in Southern California desert last night. Authorities say 8 people died, a dozen more were injured. Shirley Jihad has more from member station KPCC.
The pickup truck had just gone over a jump in the race, sailed into the air, then rolled over and landed upside down on top of some of the spectators. Bystanders rushed through the dusty scene and flipped the truck back upright to try and rescue people pinned underneath. The off-road race called the California 200 had just started. Off-duty police and firemen who happened to be attending helped out in the chaotic scene. It took official rescuers more than half an hour to reach the remote area of the Mojave Desert. 10 emergency aircraft landed and carried the injured to hospitals. Tens of thousands of people reportedly lined the track for the event, some standing within 10 feet with no guardrails around. Investigators were working at the scene overnight. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The first family is en route to the White House after a brief trip to the Florida Panhandle. The vacation was partly the drum of business for the region's tourism industry after the BP oil spill. Today, the president and his family took a tour of St. Andrews Bay, aboard a former Navy launch converted into a sightseeing boat. 3 children were injured in a bomb attack in Northern Ireland last night. Catholic dissidents are believed to be responsible for the attack. Larry Miller reports from London, this is the latest violence by those opposed to the power-sharing peace agreement.
The bomb exploded outside an elementary school in the town of Lurgan in Northern Ireland's County Armagh. No warning was given. Afterwards, police investigating suspicious packages in the same area came under attack by crowds throwing stones and gasoline bombs. Condemning the attacks, John O'Dowd, a Catholic Sinn Féin member of the Northern Ireland Assembly.
People are now completely fed up with the actions of these organizations, and they want to be left to live in peace.
There have been a number of bomb attacks this month by dissidents, including a 200-pound explosive that detonated outside a police station. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Prompted by a bomb threat, French police evacuated the Catholic Shrine of Lourdes just before the midday mass today, requiring some 30,000 pilgrims to leave. The new prime minister of Japan broke with tradition today and did not visit a shrine that honors Japan's kamikaze pilots. Naoto Kan instead spoke at a memorial service for the war dead in Tokyo. He apologized for World War II, saying Japan caused great damage and suffering to many nations, especially the people of Asia. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.